Keith, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Tess. Nice to be here.
So could you tell us a little bit about how the Mother Language event originally came about?
Well, the program of events, obviously it's a recognised United Nations Day. And as you know, there's a number of recognised United Nations Day throughout the year. But I think in terms of who we are and what we do at the Museum of Contemporary Art, the huge number of artists that we exhibit and have participated in our programming throughout the year. We also obviously a partner with the Biennale of Sydney, which is coming up. There was an opportunity, I suppose, to develop a program that celebrates the day and I suppose what it means to be a person outside English, in this case, in the context of Australia, and providing spaces to create great awareness around the importance of language to society. Obviously, from my perspective as curator of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander programs, it also raises important aspects around Australian languages and the fact, obviously, that there is a huge number of Australian languages that are endangered of being lost. And these programs, I suppose, enable us to celebrate but also gain awareness of and participate in things that make museum spaces great and accessible to all our visitors.
And so how have, I guess, the artists as well as everyone involved, I suppose, gone about uniting language and art?
Well, the program started, I think, 2 or 3 years ago. And I was thinking about, I suppose, the day in the context of, the incredible number of artists from Australia, but also artists who have heritage from other countries throughout the world, and staff as well. And it started with, creating small things such as getting staff and participating artists to do a welcome in their mother language, programming through spotlight tours that take place throughout the day. But it's really grown this year to incorporate other things such as the film program. We're engaging a lot more staff that are undertaking spotlight tours throughout the gallery in English and their mother language, and also building a stronger profile with artists that have been happy to contribute welcomes in their mother language, and new staff, obviously, that have also started at the MCA that have also been interested and happy to contribute a welcome in their mother language. So it's been really great to see it build over the last 3 years, and I'm really excited about what we've got in store tomorrow.
And you did mention the film portion as well. I read the movie 10 Canoes by director Rolf de Heer is going to be showing at midday. Why that movie?
Well, a lot of listeners might not be aware of this, but 10 Canoes, a award-winning film by Rolf de Heer and starring well-known Australian actors such as David Gilblow, is, as far as I'm aware, the first feature-length film to be created in an Australian language.
Oh, wow.
So it was sort of a no-brainer, I suppose, to build on the programming that we've created over the last few years and extend that offer to a lunchtime film screening of that amazing film. Obviously, we've got work in our collection. None of them are up at the moment, but we've got strong representations in our collections from that part of Australia, Arnhem Land. And also throughout our collection galleries, which visitors will be able to see tomorrow as well, a strong representation of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander artists represented that they can see.
Well, Keith, it's been an absolute pleasure. It definitely sounds like something to get involved with. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Tess. Thanks a lot.